Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts that are updated daily, countless of hours of content that will keep you busy all day over at AmericaOutLoud.com. We want to thank all of our listeners for joining us tonight. A lot to talk about in the news, but the first thing I want to discuss is young congressional candidate out of Arizona, Alex Duvall. We interview a lot of candidates on our show. We've had on over 30 this year. We want to bring you guys the best America First candidates running possible. With that being said, back in May, we interviewed Alex Duvall, who has recently been caught by Project Veritas, saying the Republican Party is disgusting. He bashed Candace Owens and white voters. After Rob and I interviewed him, we both agreed something didn't seem right with this kid. He's only in his mid-20s and running for Congress, and it was too much too soon for him. We decided not to air our show with Duvall because we couldn't endorse him with a straight face. I was not surprised to see him stick his foot in his mouth. How about you, Rob?
I want to say just, you know, thank everybody for joining us tonight. I'm trying to get my notes here. Kind of caught me off guard. But thank you for tuning in as you do all the time. We're up on the holiday season, so I'm sure that there are other places you could find yourselves, but you decided to spend your evenings with us or nights with us, and we certainly appreciate it. And as you said, Andrew, we do our best or our darnest to try and bring you the latest and the greatest updates, analysis, in reference to what's happening in our crazy world. We also try to do our best in bringing you candidates or other individuals to come on the show to talk about current events. Now, going back to Alex Duvall, I agree with everything that you said. We actually had interviewed him twice. The first time, the taping didn't go right. And then the second time, it wasn't quite there, but we weren't feeling him. We weren't feeling comfortable with him. There was something that was there. He was all about talking points. Like you said, he's definitely a young man. And I'm sure I would like to think that his heart is in the right place, but for some reason, it didn't come through as being authentic. Now, we might reach out to him to come back on to discuss this kerfuffle that he's involved in. I just can't, and this is a problem with Republicans. We get candidates that we think are good, but then when we see that there are warning signs, we have to step back. We have to pull back, which is what we did, Andrew. We pulled back and hoping that he would find himself, he would listen to our show and see what the show was about. And this was during the first interview. And I guess that didn't work because when we had him on again, he seemed so self-absorbed and I've got to do this. I've got this going on. I've got that going on. Like, yeah, I know you're running for Congress, but what all do you have going on? And I'm sure that if he were to get focused, someone were to work with him, he could possibly make a good candidate. But then I would always have that doubt there because of some of the things that he was saying. He was saying things that are directly from the progressive liberal playbook about Republicans. And they just want your money, and they just want this, they just want that. And Candace Owens, oh yeah, I'll take her this, I'll take her money, and I'll take this. You can have a position about something or dislike a person, but when you start taking on the talking points of the other side, now we've got a problem. You don't have to agree with everything the Republicans are saying. There are some Republicans who are for abortion. There are some Republicans who say, well, you know, I'm for gay marriage. Whereas there are others who are like, I'm not for it at all. We can have that discussion. But when you start throwing people down the bus or not down the bus, but down the hill and up under the bus, and it's directly from the talking points of your opponents, then we've got a problem. So I hope Mr. Duvall will listen to this, will go back and do a lot of soul searching just to find out, is the Republican Party the party for him? Or is he just in the middle? Or is he not on the spectrum at all? And he just wants to run just for the publicity.
Yeah, and for his own campaign to record these videos, it must tell you that they had a lot of questions about his character as well, for them to secretly record these videos and release them. The kid's problem to me seemed like, even when we interviewed him, he just doesn't know when to shut up. He just keeps running his mouth, and basically now he's got a big problem because he couldn't stop running his mouth.
And when he was running his mouth, they were all talking points. Anyone could memorize talking points, but do you actually understand and know the issues? And we can't afford to have people who are great talkers to occupy seats or positions, and they're not going to do anything. I mean, we've had another candidate who came on the show, and we were going to showcase him, and we had reservations. I mean, there are a lot of folks that are out there, and that's not to say that we won't bring you on. Okay, we'll still bring you on, and we will challenge you. But at the same time, like I said, we don't want you there just to occupy a seat and you're not doing the people's work. That's what happened with Liz Cheney. That's what happened with Adam Kinzinger. They came out strong. They did a couple of good things. And of course, they disagree with different Republicans, and that's fine. But when you decide to allow the left to elevate you to do their dirty work, and then you become the poster child of what they're doing, as if though what they're doing is right, we got an issue. Liz Cheney knows darn well, she and Adam Kinzinger, that this whole January 6th commission is a complete farce. Though some will say, well, look at the judges. The judges are saying that Trump has to release, we've got to release those records, and we've got to do this. Well, have you ever heard of activist judges? Which is what we're encountering right now, activist judges. Because a judge worth his jurisprudence or her jurisprudence would say, look, this is an issue that you guys need to solve on your own. What happened on January 6th is unfortunate, but let's look at what happened on during the spring and summer of 2020, when we had riots all over the place, busting at the seams. We had cities that were burned down. We had people who were killed, businesses that will never come back. Why aren't you guys focusing in on that? Why aren't you guys looking at the rioters? Why aren't you guys looking at Black Lives Matter? We're going to just let them go, and everyone that we arrested or that you arrested, you released, for what? And then they're back on the streets. We've got a bigger problem here than January 6th, because we also saw big folks at the Supreme Court and the House Senate clawing at the doors when they were trying to confirm Brett Kavanaugh because folks on the left didn't like it. See, I like tying all this stuff in, and I like talking about it, because if we don't, the media won't talk about it. They'll just brush right over it. So if you want to say this is a big problem, oh, we have all these big problems with Jan 6, and you're not going to look at the spring and summer of 2020, there is an issue. So again, I go back to, there are activist judges that are out there. So, and I say that just going back to Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who are just holding seats, who shouldn't be there. We can also probably throw in Mitch McConnell. Look at what he did, a side deal to allow the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling so that the country wouldn't go into default. Because if it goes into default, there's going to be a tailspin. It's going to affect the entire global economy. Well, Mitch, it's not my fault that they decided to come up with some crazy wackadoodle program that's going to cost trillions of dollars. That's not my fault. So why should we help them out? So you do it this time, then the next time they can do it on their own. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to say? Again, another person occupying a seat who shouldn't be there. So I don't know if Alex would have done the same thing, but we've got to start dissecting these individuals, looking at them and saying, is this a good fit? Is this person going to represent? Kevin McCarthy, I have my reservations about him. He wants to be the Speaker of the House. I think that's the only thing that he's looking at. Now, if he does not support Amy Brabant, when you have the Democrats trying to take her out for making a joke, maybe the joke wasn't the best joke, for making a joke compared to what Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, and AOC are saying, and they meant it, on the House floor calling people, called the president, President Trump, the leader of the KKK. And they meant this. Look at how they're disparaging Jews. They mean it. Whereas you're going to have someone who's going to make a joke that's not the best joke, then, oh, we want to take, strip her of all of her committees. And Nancy Pelosi better do it. Nancy Pelosi, whom the media keeps saying is a great counter. She knows how to count heads, and she's not going to bring a bill to the floor unless she can count. Well, by God, I hope she can count. She's woman's almost 80 years old. Did she get that far and can't count? That's no huge feat that she can count heads and count votes. Every time I hear that, oh, she's a great counter. She's not going to bring a bill. What? Well, the bill that she brought forth so far, she didn't get it passed. It took her quite some time to get it moved through. So saying that she's a great counter and that she's the greatest thing only because they're trying to set this up so that when she does get kicked out of being the House Speaker and when she does unfortunately go on to the great beyond, some would say it's unfortunate, maybe it's a good thing, that they can say she was a longer serving Speaker of the House and she was a female. Again, identity politics. And what does that mean? What does that have to do with the price of milk? What does that have to do with the price of gas? That she was a first woman and she lasted so long. Okay, there will be a man who will do the same thing. There will be another woman, if she's qualified, that will do the same thing. What does that have to do with anything? We give these people accolades, and for what? For doing the people's business? And they're haphazardly doing that? We've got to start questioning these people. What is your intention? Are you supposed to be here? And right here, just going back to what you opened up with this young man, Alex, right there, red flags. So we should pass on him. Alex, if you're listening, it's unfortunate. Give us a call. We'll bring you on and you can explain what you did and what you said. Now, I know that he went on Instagram and made a tape as to, well, you know, this is what I meant. You know, it was caught up in the moment. Okay, you were caught up in the moment, but you were exposed, and that's a good thing. So we're extending an invitation to you to come on and explain yourself. But if you're going to be a part of the brigade that's going to kick against the prick, kick against everything that Republicans try to put forth because you want to win favor with this person or that person, we don't need you. I think that people that go to the Hill should go in saying, these are the things that I'm going to do. Once I have done it, I will step aside. I don't need to make a career out of this like Nancy Pelosi has done and get rich and able to buy mansions, beachfront properties in Florida for $20 million while she's wreaked havoc in California and telling everyone else about global warming or the ice is melting and the rivers are going away and we'll all be gone within 12 years. No, that shouldn't be part of the job. You do your job and then you go home and sit down. Stop trying to make history as being the first this or the first that. I'm so sick and tired of all these firsts. Be the first person to serve the country and serve your constituency with all that you've got. Try that for a chance.
And we've got enough young and immature people in Congress right now. You look at the situation with Lauren Boebert and Ilhan Omar, as you talked about. Ilhan Omar was actually bragging in interviews that she went and called Nancy Pelosi and demanded Nancy Pelosi take action against Lauren Boebert for her comments and wants her taken off of all committees. And Nancy Pelosi will probably do it. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like Omar is like a petulant child calling and tattling on Lauren Boebert, even though the whole world could see their exchanges.
Well, again, they run Nancy Pelosi. I wrote an article once, Grab Her by the Heels. Grabbing Nancy Pelosi by the heels, and that's what they've done. They have her by the heels, and they're turning her this way and that way. And she's so afraid that she doesn't know what to do. She and Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is afraid that AOC will challenge him. And just speaking of young and immature individuals, look at AOC. She gets on the House floor. She's ranting and she's raving. She claims that people are after her. She looks at the crime that's taking place and saying, oh, there's no crime. Then what the heck is it, people being killed? That is a reason why. If I were on the Hill, I would put forth a bill and say that these individuals are liable when they support ridiculous bills or ridiculous laws that they know are affecting the people, having an impact, a negative impact on people. Defund the police. Now, you can't do it in every instance, meaning to hold charge them and say you want to sue them. But when you see crime is taking place, and then you want to come out and tell people, suspend what you see. Is not there. This is not crime. People are just trying to live. No, the debt person was trying to live and the person who killed them did it purposefully. We should be able to sue these elected officials because then you will only get people who will go to the Hill who are serious because they will always be in fear that if I get it wrong, if I support something that's completely out there, I could be held liable. Though some will say, yeah, but then you will get no one who will want to run. Oh, yes, you will. You'll get people who are serious. And again, it would be limited as to the scope. But when you have crime that's like up on in every liberal city, maybe we shouldn't care because it's in liberal cities, but we do care because within those liberal cities are conservatives. And the conservatives have got to start standing up. I know that we don't go out and we don't protest because we have jobs. But at some point in time, maybe we should do it. And maybe we should support strong candidates. Because right now, Andrew, I feel as if though a lot of these Republicans, these Republican committees and these little caucuses and whatnot, it's like a social club. You got to pay a certain amount to hear this speaker. You got to pay this. You got to pay $1,000 here. You got to pay $1,200. You got to pay. And I know you need the money to keep the thing going. But we're not getting the best of the best when we do that. Everyone can't drop $7,000 in order to have their names on a ballot. And then once you do it, you got to make certain that you have these big wigs that are going to support you. I look at the Koch brothers, billionaires. But yet and still, they will sit there and they will whine, bitch, and moan, and then work against other Republicans that are trying to run for office who have good intentions. They won't support them. They will support a Republican who's going to go easy on them, try to let in a few illegal aliens, and then be a little bit okay with these crazy social programs like gender, transgenders, and this and that. This has got to stop. This has got to stop, this whole transgender deal. There are no transgenders. There are only two genders, male and female. Everything else is made up. We've got to stop this because it's wrecking society. It is ruining society. Rachel Levin, elevated as an admiral within the Biden administration over health. Why in the hell is he there? I'm not going to say she. Why is he there? He is a he. I don't care what surgeries he had. He is still a he. At 52 years old, he's going to decide, oh, I'm going to change everything. I'm going to become a woman. Why couldn't Biden have picked a woman for that position? We've talked about this before. So I'm going back over it because just listening to the story of Leah Thomas, the University of Penn swimmer, who is a male, had competed on the man side, the male side as a swimmer, decided, okay, I'm a female now. I'm going to go and have a change and I'm going to compete with the women. And now he's breaking all records. And the coach, Mike Schnarr, he doesn't care because he just wants to win. He wants to be able to go down as an Ivy League coach who was in all these categories because of Leah Thomas, a man.
Probably going to recruit more men.
Possibly. No, I don't care what your problem is. You don't know if you're male or female. You don't know, but we know. But to put this man on the women's team and to say it's okay, and the women better not say anything, because if you do, we're going to say you're homophobic and we're going to march against you. This is in our society. The United States of America, 2021. And this is what they want all over. They have this in our schools. They have these transgender books telling kids you can be this way, that way. I was watching the news the other night. And they were saying, well, you know, in this community, we have multicultures, we have different genders, we have all these. I'm like, no, time out. Only two genders. Everything else is make-believe. Yes, I'm sure that you're a lovely person. And I'm sure that you want to be a man. I'm sure you want to be a woman. But you're not. Look at the abortion thing. Women have the rights and men can't have babies. Wait a minute. I thought you said that men could have babies. You see, Andrew? They said that men could have babies, but when it comes to abortion, men can't have babies. You see how screwed up they are in their head? When it fits their agenda, it's okay. We will say that men can have babies because that suits our agenda. But when you're looking at reality, men can't have babies, so they don't have a right, they don't have a say-so in abortion. Really? You have the same silliness on the Hill, Cori Bush. Birthing people. No, Corey, only a woman can give birth. Women should be against her. They should be outside protesting against this radical woman. Birthing people. What? And this is what they want to teach your kids. And that is the reason why Biden wants to push through his Build Back Better, which is actually Build Back Worse, or to tear down, push through this agenda so that they can have access to our precious little minds, the kids, at an early age, as early as 2 and 3, and teaching them, these are birthing people. This is not a woman. This is just a thing. Men can have babies, and they can say whatever they want to say until it involves abortion. And then when you say abortion, we have to revert back and say that only women can have babies. And we're going to have all these exotic people. Now, he is a man, but he still has a female organ, so he can have babies. He is a woman, but he wants to be a man. Or she wants to be a man. So on the outside, she's a man, but when she takes her clothes off, she still has her boobs and everything else. This is a freak show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. It's a freak show, Andrew.
Yeah, the abortion issue is such a big one with Democrats because we see it's pretty clear Republicans are anti-abortion because we don't like babies being killed. Democrats, a lot of these ladies who are just advocates for abortion, they just love abortion. They're older women, probably can't get pregnant anymore anyways, yet they are obsessed with women being allowed to kill their babies. It makes no sense to me, and it just seems so morally wrong to go with this issue like they do. It's pretty clear that when you have an abortion, you are killing a baby. I mean, that's what happens. And they try and sugarcoat it and act like that they are on the moral side of things, but we all know that is not true.
They want to sugarcoat it. They want to make it seem as though what you're thinking is wrong. I read an article the other day from scientists who are, I don't even want to say that they're conservatives. They're just telling the truth. And when you tell the truth, that doesn't make you conservative. It doesn't make you moderate. It doesn't make you progressive. It just puts you right there in the middle. You're telling the truth. And the truth conquers everything. And you have these scientists that are saying, they are setting out the alarm bells, going back to transgender, that these people are disturbed. Rachel Levin decided to do whatever he was going to do at the age of 53. He had a bad record as a doctor. So he wants to leave all of that behind now and become a she and say, oh, I'm starting over. So don't look at my bad record. Why would Joe Biden put that person in that position? And he isn't the only one. You look at just going, looking at positions. I mean, I'm on fire tonight because all this stuff is just, we've got to put the brakes on it. And this all starts with, which you opened up with, Andrew, with Alex Duvall, and putting people in positions or electing them when they're not qualified. And when it happens, this is what happens. Joe Biden was not qualified. He should have never been, he should not be where he is, nor should Kamala Harris. And we see that she's not qualified. But let's move on. Gigi Stone. He nominated her to be over the FCC. She's a radical. She's a lesbian. She and her partner married and then adopted a kid. I'm sorry, love is love, but I question that. And I need to see the research. Can a child thrive successfully in this type of makeup? I don't know. And it concerns me. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But with Gigi Stone at the top, I'm going to say they can't because she is known to go on Twitter. Yes, Twitter, which is supposed to be handling misinformation. We know that's a joke. To go on Twitter and to say that conservative outlets should not exist. Fox News should not exist. So she's probably looking at America Out Loud and After Dark with Robin Andrew and saying they shouldn't exist either. Why? Because they don't support her liberal, progressive, wackadoodle ways. So I want to shut them down. Why would Biden nominate her for that position, knowing her mindset, knowing that if she got the position, the first thing she's going to do is try to shut down everything that's on the right? Why? As opposed to saying, wait a minute, let's look at CNN. They have pushed fake news ever since Trump took office. They pushed fake news. They lied and they cheated. More recently, look at what they did with Andrew and Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo was supporting his brother on the outside running opposition research on the women that were accusing his brother of sexual harassment, sexual allegations. Where are the Women's Rights Committee? Why aren't they out there saying, CNN, how could you do this? Where are they? Well, they only bring up those groups when they want to attack the right. Don Lemonhead, look at what he did. Feeding information to Jesse Smollett or Smollo, or whatever his name is. And these are supposed to be people, the trusted name in the news, giving us news information. Why wouldn't she, Gigi Stone, look at them and say, or Sohn, and say, wait, what these guys are doing is wrong. And we need to make certain that because they're giving the news information to the public, that it is fair and it's balanced and it's not twisted. But no, she's going to focus on the right and shutting down the right. Why? Because you had someone like Biden, who's clearly out of his league, clearly unelectable, but managed to steal an election. And we're going to say steal an election, because if the left can say that President Trump stole an election, why can't we? If Stacey Abrams could say that the election was stolen from her, the governorship, why can't we say it? We can't say it else. Oh, you're going against America. And you have activist judges who will support this mindset. It shouldn't be that way. Let me continue on. Saul Omarov. Biden was going to nominate her to be the bank regulator.
A communist
who wants to shut down all the banks. And they were going to push it, and they were going to push it. Why did he even consider nominating her? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he is incompetent. He should have never been, well, he wasn't elected. He should never be in that position. And the list goes on. He also just recently nominated a radical attorney general in the state of Massachusetts. I'm going to get her name here because I have it on all my notes. I mean, I was on fire this afternoon making all these notes because Rachel Rollins, Massachusetts, U.S. Attorney General, another radical. Why would he put her in that position? Well, because she's Black and she's a woman. And now we can make the case and say that when you look back at history, there were white people put in positions that shouldn't be in that position. I get it. I understand it. There were white men putting positions that shouldn't be in that position. Andrew, I understand that. But if we're going to make it right, you don't make it right by doing the same thing that they were doing by putting in another incompetent person. Now, if he wanted to put a Black woman in that position, there are a lot of qualified Black women. Why didn't he go seek them out? Why would he put in Rachel Rollins, who has a history of acting out? And just recently, she was acting out when she was caught in traffic, wanting to get through traffic, and then going to put a siren on the top of her car to get around it. And then she's going to yell at one of the drivers. Some reporters found out about it, and they went to her home and said, hey, we want to talk to you. And what does she do? Oh, I can't believe you're out here. My children are here. And if my children are harmed, if my this, if my that, lady, save it. Because it's meaningless. You're in a position to protect and to serve. We pay your salary. And it comes with the cost. It comes with the job. As the left always say, well, Biden even said the same thing. When Kristen Sinema was being harassed in the bathroom, he says, hey, it comes with the job. Well, Rachel Rollins, it comes with the job. And in this instance, if they want to know, why did you do what you did? The list goes on. She was even at a meeting and she made the comment that I'm sick and tired of hearing from old white men. You can't tell me anything. Really? No, what if they were to say, we're sick and tired of these radical, wild Black women. You can't tell us anything. And by the way, saying that she's Black, I think her dad is Black, her mom is white. Why can't we just call her white? Who made up the rule that she has to be a Black person? I'll tell you who made it up, Andrew. Progressives, liberals, they made it up long time ago that if you have a quarter of Black blood, you're Black. Really? See, they created these crazy policies, and now they want us. They want to attack us. Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah, Rob, you are not sugarcoating anything. Over the weekend, the Midwest was ravaged with horrible tornadoes and lots of devastation and victims. certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people in Kentucky, Arkansas, and whoever else were affected by the tornadoes during this difficult time. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Dr. Peter McCullough. If you go to HealthyCell.com, you can check out the technology, the products of HealthyCell. These are very innovative products. They are a form of bio-nutraceuticals that are bioactive, and they come in a variety of categories. One is daily essentials, which are the bioactive multi and the vegan essentials. And then the next category is performance. And this is the REM sleep supplement. I've talked about it a lot. I think it's very effective, and I recommend it for myself and for my family, but as well as my patients. I'm having great luck with this because it is such a terrific product with a blend of, I think, is what's needed for not only promoting sleep, but also getting quality sleep. And when it gets quality sleep, then there's restfulness, and the next day is better, and then the next night is better, and it becomes a progressively positive cycle for the human body. And the next product in the performance category is Focus and Recall. Focus and Recall. And I think that is the featured product that is coming into play for those with long COVID and brain fog that develops after COVID-19, the respiratory infection, but also after COVID-19 vaccination. And then finally, the main horse in HealthyCell is the targeted support of Immune Super Boost. And what we have here is a series of products that really can toe the line for patients who are working their way through the COVID-19 pandemic, either at risk for COVID-19, have had COVID-19 and recovered, are in the post-COVID syndrome, which is now a diagnosis we put in the electronic medical record, and are suffering through a variety of manifestations of post-COVID syndrome. And then lastly, those who are in the throes of vaccine reactions of some sort, whether they be acute serious vaccine reactions or the more common mild prolonged vaccine reactions. We now know the spike protein lasts in the human body after the respiratory infection or after vaccination for up to 15 months. We had this breaking development brought to you on America Out Loud Talk Radio with Dr. Bruce Patterson on a recent episode. So we know this is the case. And so we know if the Wuhan spike protein is in the human body for up to 15 months, it's going to cause damage. It's going to cause inflammation. It's going to set a whole variety of immune responses up, working against our body and potentially damaging cells, tissues, intercellular communication systems, and very importantly, influencing organ function. And here is where we need the maximum defense for the body, the maximum and the most appropriate blend of micronutrients, minerals, as well as vitamins to help the body get through this difficult time. So go to HealthyCell.com and check out the products. And in the promotional code, use the term OUT LOUD for 20% off your first purchase. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we are back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We're glad that you could join us tonight. And if you listened to the first half, I'm sure you realize that I was on fire as well as Andrew, because there's so much that's happening. And we're just calling out what we see, the hypocrisy on always on the left, but in some candidates that are running. And as we said before to our dear friend, Alex Duvall, if you want to come on the show, you have our contact information, reach out to us. If you don't, rjharper1@gmail.com. And Andrew, what's your email?
afterdarkandrew@protonmail.com.
So contact us. And anyone else who wants to come on the show, come on, we'll let you talk. Now, we might beat you up when you say something that we don't like, a verbal beating, that is. But hey, feel free to come on. Now, what I want to talk about, start off this hour talking about, is our Jussie Smollett and this whole thing that the media is trying to pivot and not discuss it after getting it wrong. The same way they got Russia collusion wrong, they lied about it and said that Trump colluded with the Russians once Bob Mueller's report came out, once the FBI looked at it, and they all said, there's nothing here, move on. Well, they decided to move on. They didn't want to cover the lies that they had told. Similarly, look at what happened in Afghanistan. 13 soldiers lost their lives because Joe Biden wanted a victory run on 9/11. Unfortunately, he pulled out of Afghanistan too quick, ill-planned, 13 soldiers lost their lives. And what did the media do? Oh, they just moved right on. They're good at it. Look at COVID-19, also known as the China virus. Under Joe Biden, more people have died from the virus. And he's had the vaccine to help him out. And not one vaccine, but two vaccines and a booster, Andrew. Look at the people that have died. And the media, oh, they're just moving right along. Whereas under Trump, they have the death numbers up there all the time. These many people have died. These many people have died. And they never talked about the people that survived. Always the death. And the media moved right along. Look at the border. Ripping away at the seams. People coming in, committing crimes. And the media moved on along. When the Haitians came on, the media moved right along. Now Trump is, Biden is coming back and saying, well, we're going to institute Trump's plan with keeping the illegals in Mexico. Like clockwork, the media, they don't talk about it. This was Trump's idea. Oh, they move right along. They want you to think that, oh, nothing to see here. Inflation. I don't care what they tell you. Inflation is never a good thing. It is bad. It devalues the dollar. That's the reason why you're paying more at the grocery store. Your milk, $5 a gallon. Gas, $6 a gallon in some cases. And then Joe Biden, oh, gas went down by 9% or 9 cents. Oh, hooray. And what does the media do? They move right along. Society is in an upheaval with crime, smash and grab. Stores are closing down. The stores are saying, hey, we need help here. What are we told? Oh, nothing to see here. In the media, they move right along. So you get the gist of what I'm saying. Anything that's bad that has befallen this country, they keep moving along, wanting you to think that there's nothing to see here. But when President Trump was in office and things were at its best, the lowest unemployment for Blacks, in 50 years, people had jobs, unemployment was at 3%, businesses were booming, we were respected, there was no war, no signs of war, North Korea was in check, China knew that Trump wasn't going to play with them, Russia knew not to threaten him, and Syria, hey, I dropped something on you, and Iran, they were busy crying, oh, we want you to give back the deal that Obama gave us, or else we're going to do this, and Trump, if you dare, I will put something on you. But during those times, the media kept saying, we're going to go to war. Things are horrible. Race riots is horrible. Nope. All Democrats in Democrat cities. So that brings me to my point of Jussie Smollett and how the media got it wrong from day one. When I first heard the story, I knew that he was lying. Chicago, liberal Chicago, Andrew. I mean, yeah, there are some Republicans that are there, but they're not watching Jussie Smollett on TV. And his show Empire.
I know I wasn't.
Right. They're not going to be out the dark of midnight, as cold could be, waiting for him to put bleach on his head and a noose around his neck and to beat him up and to say, this is MAGA country. Really?
Yeah. In the gay district and during a polar vortex.
In the gay district during a polar vortex. Really? Now, I'm not saying that there aren't gay Republicans, but do you actually think they were out looking for him? They were probably somewhere knocking the boots, not looking for Jussie, but Jussie, oh, they were after me. they did this and they this and they beat me up and and I want to find them and I, oh God, this story is sickening.
I think Jesse Smollett is what they call a sociopath, where he is lied so much at this point about this hate crime hoax. I almost wonder if he is starting to believe his own lies about this hoax, because it's pretty unbelievable that this guy would still act like he did not perpetrate a hoax when you look at all the evidence, the dry run that was on film, them practicing the attack. I mean, it was just so obvious and that evidence was overwhelming. And then you still have Jesse Smollett claiming that he did nothing wrong.
Well, you're right. He is a sociopath, but he is a victim of the left's fabrication of hate crimes. And I don't say this lightly, but what I want to point out to everyone on this is that once it was discovered that he had lied, first he complained that people weren't investigating this. So the Chicago PD, thanks to Lori Lightfoot, put, I think, 125 police on this to investigate. I mean, they left no stone unturned. They pulled cameras. They pulled cameras from businesses. They went out at night. They interviewed people. They looked at everything. They went to grocery stores. And then slowly a pattern was created that he was lying. And when they decided to arrest him and bring him in, enters Michelle Obama, the former first lady, the former first Black first lady. I got to throw that in there, because she was the first Black first lady. Insecure, albeit, but still, she was a former first Black first lady. She lobs a call. I have one of her acolytes, her former chief of staff, I think her name was Tina Titchen, to call or get in contact with the then prosecutor, Kim Fox. I don't know what they discussed. I don't know what was said, but included in the call was a member of Jesse's family. And just like that, the case was dropped. An ongoing investigation. And then we were told nothing to see here, move on. Do you guys understand what I'm saying here? Michelle Obama, the first Black first lady, interfered with an ongoing investigation, or as legal experts would like to say, obstruction of justice. Michelle Obama, arrest her now. Or should I do a citizen's arrest? She obstructed justice during an ongoing investigation to make the crime go away. Why aren't people talking about it? Why are people quiet?
Could you imagine if President Trump did something similar for one of his friends? The media would have never stopped talking about it. And here you have Michelle Obama directly helping out Mr. Hate Crime Hoax, Jesse Smollett, and silence from the mainstream media.
It was a complete hoax, and it was a dangerous hoax. And we're constantly talking about how Blacks are mistreated, how they are attacked. Well, this was a hoax, and Michelle Obama interfered with an active investigation. She should be arrested. Okay, if you don't want to arrest her, she should be questioned. What the heck did she have her former chief of staff to get in contact with Kim Fox, Ms. Corrupt herself, to drop all the charges? There was no foundation to drop the charges. This guy lied. He said that someone attacked him, and he thought he could get away with it. But lo and behold, another prosecutor looked at this and said, not so quick. We need to investigate this. We need to take this all the way. And you know what they did? Immediately, this is racism. They're going after him because he's Black. Well, again, he's half Black, he's half white. So why can't we just say he's a white guy? Well, because he looks Black. Well, no, not to me. We don't all look the same. There can be Black people with fair skin. There can be Black people with dark skin. There can be white people with dark skin. Why Jesse? Why did Jesse almost get off? Because of Michelle Obama. Now, if you Google or do DuckDuckGo pictures or images, you will see them all over laughing and chucking it up. So there's a connection there. Not only that, you had then-candidate Biden, Kamala Harris, tweet and say what happened to him shouldn't have happened. This was a hate crime. You had Nancy Pelosi to say it.
A modern-day lynching.
Modern-day lynching, yes. How could I forget that? Modern-day lynching. And this was Trump's fault. Even Jen Psaki, when asked the question, does the president have anything to say? He weighed in. No, not the president, but the resident. She said the president, but I say the resident. Have anything to say? Because he got it wrong. And what does Jen say? Well, there were so many other people who weighed in, including then President Trump. Wait a minute. The only thing he said that is that if it happened, it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, and that's so interesting that they keep bringing that up, because President Trump did not go on social media and tweet about it. He was directly asked about it right after it happened. And what's he supposed to say? Oh, that sounds fishy to me. And then if it ended up being true, he'd have never heard the end of it. These people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama, they all got on Twitter right after the hoax happened and called out Chicago and all the racist, quote unquote, MAGA supporters for doing this to Jussie Smollett. They were completely different things.
Completely different things. And they know that they were different things. And here's the kicker, Andrew. Had Trump not said anything, they would have said, just like him, he's a racist. He doesn't care. So as the leader of the free world, his response was appropriate. If this happened, it is unfortunate. It should not happen. And you leave it at that. But you have people on the left who like to take it all the way. Remember with Trayvon Martin, Barack Obama. If I had a son, he would be Trayvon Martin. What happened to Trayvon Martin is unfortunate. But trying to make it personal so that you can get a rile out of people is wrong. But I go back to Michelle Obama, who interfered, trying to obstruct justice, trying to get the case dismissed. She should be arrested, as well as Kim Fox. Prosecutorial misconduct by Kim Fox. This is not the first time Kim Fox has done this. Look at all the radicals or the criminals she has let out on the streets in Chicago. No wonder the violence in Chicago is at an all-time high. No wonder right now, as we speak, Black people are probably being killed by Black people. As we speak, well, Kim is not going to arrest them. How does she get in that position? Oh, let's think George Soros. As we said before, he's got to be held accountable. But Michelle Obama, the first Black First Lady, obstructed justice. She should be investigated. A citizen's arrest should be commenced. She should be forced to answer questions, but she won't, because the first thing they'll say is, well, that's racist. How could you do this? But had it been Melania, had Melania tried to help out anyone? Remember, they were attacking her because her parents came here. Had she done something like this, Joy Reid, Joy Behar, and the witches of The View would be talking about it nonstop. Don Lemon would be talking about it. Well, we know that Chris Cuomo can't talk about it because he's without a job. And he's trying to now sue CNN for $18 million. I don't think he should get it, but I would sue them also. Especially if my boss, Jeff Zucker, knew what I was doing to protect my brother. Was he obstructing justice also? He was definitely trying to impend on a ongoing investigation.
Yeah, that case will be interesting to hear what comes out about fake news CNN, and if Chris Cuomo comes in guns blazing and exposes a lot of things about that network.
Rightfully so. I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. But right now, I want someone to look at this situation, and I want them to look and see what exactly was Michelle Obama's involvement. Now, she's quiet now. They're all quiet. No one wants to talk about it. Robin Roberts, who said that, oh, Jussie gave a beautiful speech, and the police investigated it, and they said that everything that he's saying right now is truth. It's the truth. It's truthful. No, it wasn't. They didn't say that. They said that they were investigating. I want all of these people arrested. That is the reason why, when I brought up in the last 30 minutes, first half of the show, that this radical, that Joe Biden wants to put over the FCC, Gigi Stone. No, we cannot. They need to fight tooth and nail. She cannot get that position. Because if she's not going to hold the left accountable for the misdeeds, and clearly they had a platform to attack and to slander, and they still do it. Anyone who do not sit at the feet of their crazy agenda, they will attack you. CNN should be fined for what Chris Cuomo did. They should be fined for what Don Lemon did, aiding and abetting the criminal, Jussie. And here's a kicker, Andrew, because now we know, now that he's been found guilty, they should have apprehended him right there and then and put him in jail. Because had he been white, they would have apprehended him and thrown him in jail. And I hate going along the lines of race, but we have to in order to make this right. But he should be in jail, but he's not. But going back to what my point, Twitter. All authority on news and what is news and what's information and what's disinformation have not taken down those tweets by Biden or Harris or any of the others that supported Jussie. They haven't taken down his tweet saying that he was attacked. That's misinformation. Why is it still up? You got people thinking that something happened to him that did not happen. Why is the information still up? Well, I'll tell you why it's up. The same reason all the information is up by radicals, radical Muslims. Their information is still up. The right same reason why the information on Farrakhan is still up. Yeah, they don't care about misinformation. They just have an agenda to indoctrinate the masses.
The double standard is clear. Now, Rob, now that Jussie Smollett's been found guilty on 5 of 6 counts, what I would like to see happen is this guy to have to serve some hard prison time. I know he faces up to like 8 years, but you're reading a lot of these reports now saying that they think the judge is only going to give him a couple of years probation. That is not enough, if you ask me. I mean, this guy's hate crime hoax was heinous. He needs to do some hard time in prison. I would say at least 4 or 5 years, maybe get out early on good behavior. But he needs to suffer some consequences, or we're just going to see more and more of these hate crime hoaxes if he gets what I call a slap on the wrist, which is what probation would be.
Yep, you're right. He should do hard time. And we need to see that he does hard time and people need to come out and protest, because what he did was extremely dangerous, Andrew. Let's just understand what he did. In my opinion, is akin to killing someone. For him to come out and lie, and he's still lying about it. And I'm reading that the sheriff said that had he only come out and just apologized and said, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. But he's so self-absorbed into himself, he won't do it. He should do hard time, at least 6 years. I don't want probation because he will do it again. He will lie again, and then other people will lie. And here's the other kicker, Andrew. Just think of the situations whereby people actually faced hate crimes. Look at the Asians right now, the hate crimes that they're encountering because of Black men and women. I'm just being truthful. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Andrew. I have to. It pains me to say that, Andrew. It pains me to say that the individuals that are instituting or implementing these hate crimes on Asians are Black. I'm a Black man. I obey the law. Now, it doesn't pain me in as much as to say what they did was wrong. But what pains me is that it's as if though they get a go free card. You can do whatever you want. Carte blanche, do whatever you want. You don't have to obey the law. It's difficult for Black people to obey the law. Why is it difficult? I obey the law every day, Andrew. I don't get in trouble. I know what stop means. I know right from wrong. So why is it that they can't obey the law? It pains me when I see this, that the left want to say, well, give them, cut them some slack. We want to get rid of the bond because they can't pay the bond. Well, then why did they commit the crime? In essence, what you're saying is if they're too stupid and too dumb to obey the law, and to me, that's racism, because you're saying that I'm stupid and I'm dumb and I don't have the common sense to obey the law. So as a result, you're going to let me get away with all these crimes. That is offensive to me. And that is why it pains me. But yet, it must be called out that these hate crimes that are being committed. Yes, there are some white people that are committing hate crimes. Look at Georgia, Aubrey Ahmad. Look at what those two white men did. That was a hate crime as far as I am concerned. And guess what, Andrew? They were found guilty and rightfully so. But these other hate crimes that are being committed against our Asian brothers and sisters by Blacks, and they're just, no one's doing anything. You look at the newspaper or go to social media pages where they provide the news, and that's all you see. Crime, Asians attacked, this happened to an Asian, that happened to an Asian. And then when you look at the picture, who is it? A Black person. Really? So that just goes back to what I'm saying about Jussie. If he gets away with it, he made light of it. What do you think these Asians are thinking? I actually encountered a hate crime, they're saying. He didn't. He's making fun of us. He should get 10 years, not 6. He should get 10. And he should get it to be held as an example. Because a lot of times, the penalties that we get, it's done so that it could be used as an example, so that people will not do it. It will deter people from doing such things. He should get 10 years and be used as an example. And if I were the judge, I would say, Mr. Jussie Smollett, I am going to give you the maximum I could give you under the law. And if I could give you more, I would give you more. And if you decide to appeal this, I might just tack on a few more months, because this needs to be served as an example as to what not to do. You got caught up in the moment. You got caught up in yourself, self-absorbed. You got caught up in this whole political arena of hating someone. As a result, you decided to fabricate a hoax that was never committed, when in actuality, there are hate crimes committed against Americans, people in the world, daily, but you made light of it. So because of that, you're going to get the maximum. There's no room for parole, because you need to understand what you did was wrong, because I don't think that you're repentant. Not once have you come out and said that you made a mistake. So you're not repentant. And that's another reason for our penal system, is to make certain that you understood what you're doing and that you come out and you're repentant, but you're not. You're going in an angry man, mad because you got caught, and you will probably serve your time mad. I don't know if you're having an epiphany or not. So whatever happens to you in prison, so be it. But this will act as a lesson to be learned for everyone else who's considering doing the exact same thing. Don't do it. That's what I think should happen. And again, Michelle, Kim Fox, and Tina Tichon, obstruction of justice. I want them called in. Why did they do what they did? We can't let them walk away from this. We cannot, Andrew, not at all. Because if they do it, Joe Biden will think she can do it while she's covering for Hunter Biden. We can't allow that. The same way we can't allow Chris Cuomo to cover for his brother. Because if we're going to allow him to cover, then why are we getting mad at Brian Laundrie's parents for not wanting to speak and say what he did? Obstruction of justice. Michelle, the footsteps of inevitability should be walking at your door. I want them to come knocking, and I want them to knock hard and serve you with a warrant. We need to know what she knew, when she knew it, and why did she do what she did? Plain and simple. There's no in between. We need to find out, Andrew.
Absolutely right. On another note, it's that time of the year again. If you're looking for a great gift for a loved one or perhaps yourself, check out HealthyCell.com. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out HealthyCell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. HealthyCell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with HealthyCell's pill-free vitamins. Rob and I have been taking HealthyCell, and we highly recommend it to all of our listeners. And the best part is, if you go to HealthyCell.com, you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who celebrated its 5th anniversary this year. Go to the website and you can get our full archive of shows. Their website's redesigned. It looks great. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.